Roman Totenberg was a child prodigy who became a violin virtuoso and a master teacher who passed on his command of craft and his love of music and life to thousands. He was also the man you wanted to sit next to at the table because he was so funny. Roman Totenberg died this week at the age of 101, surrounded by loving family, friends, and students. We asked his daughter, Nina Totenberg, for this remembrance.
My father's death was as remarkable as his life. Last week, as word spread through the music community that he was suddenly dying, his former students began flocking to his home, driving sometimes hours through the night to get there. We even had to dissuade a Polish violinist and composer from getting on a plane for the States. There's no crying in baseball or music, and so he told these amazing musicians to play for him. No matter how accomplished they were, he was still their teacher. Eyes closed, he listened, conducting with his right hand, slowing the tempo here and there for better phrasing, or clapping to keep the tempo up, and even asking for the violin to demonstrate a piece of fingering. One former student, playing the Brahms violin concerto at his bedside, couldn't hear his whispered words, so she gently put her ear to his lips. With elegant distinctness, he said quite clearly, "The D was flat." As they left, the former students all said some version of the same thing. "He changed my life." Soloist Mira Wang, who came from China at age 19 to study with him decades ago, said simply, "My parents gave me life. He taught me how to live it." My father's career really began on the streets of Moscow during a famine when he played for bread and butter that fed his family.
And that was actually the first impression of the value of the art, what can it bring to you to survive, so to say.
Roman Totenberg made his debut as a soloist with the Warsaw Philharmonic when he was 11. Over the course of time, he would solo with every major orchestra in the U.S. and Europe, playing all the classics and premiering new works by many of the great contemporary composers, all of whom were his friends. Once, Benny Goodman even called him up on stage to jam with the band. His American debut came in 1935 with the National Symphony Orchestra playing the Beethoven Violin Concerto, which he recorded decades later. The U.S. debut was such a sensation that he was invited to the White House to play for President Roosevelt. Just weeks before, my father had played for the King of Italy at a concert so formal that he had to back off the stage so as to keep facing the monarch. At the White House, the artists were invited to the president's private residence after the performance, where Mrs. Roosevelt served each of them dinner. Reflecting on the difference, my father thought to himself, "This is the country for me." Shortly after that, he began a tour across the country, traveling by train. He was anxious to practice his English, as he told Scott Simon once on this broadcast.
I went to the dining room and was seated next to a rather charming young lady who was obviously a Texan with a nice drawl and so on. After a while, she would ask me to repeat some things and so on. And finally, she said, "I have such hard time to understand ye Yankees."
In preparing this piece, I found myself listening to some of my dad's recordings. There were hundreds of them over the years, and about a dozen in CD form. They are, quite simply, astonishing in their breadth and emotion. From the technical wizardry of Paganini to the heart-wrenching and powerful Bach Chaconne, once, after a big concert when he was in his 90s, we came home with armloads of flowers and basking in the glow of stomping, standing ovations. "You know, Ninochka," said my dad with a twinkle in his eye, "when you are very young and can do it, they scream and yell. And when you are very old and can do it, they scream and yell. I have been lucky enough to do it at both ends.
NPR's Nina Totenberg, remembering her father, Roman Totenberg, who died this week at the age of 101. You can hear Roman Totenberg play an entire Mozart sonata in concert on our website at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.